You're listening to the Outer Banks This Week podcast, a place for people to hear what's going on up and down the beach and to get the truth about what really goes on around the Outer Banks. So, are you ready? Here we go.
All right. Thank you so much, Wes. Outer Banks This Week podcast, episode number 63. As always, all brought to you by Kelly's Automotive in Manio. Kelly just had that big car show. I say he had it. It's a car show that's goes on all over the Outer Banks, but a lot of them will set up shop there at Kelly's to show off what they got under their hood. And I know that there was a ton of cars out there, everybody rubbernecking this, riding by there, looking at all the cars and whatnot. So many people, a lot of great things going on with that car show that I saw. I know that my dad participated in it. He's got a older Chevrolet Corvette and an older Mustang. I believe it's a 66 Mustang and a 67 Corvette Stingray. Don't quote me on all that. I'm still not well-versed on some of those car things. My wife geeked out about them. My littlest, Murray, loved them. When he would hear them rev up their engines, he was like, when we were in the car. So I had a lot of fun with that. But I mean, Kelly, fantastic guy, always community oriented. I see his stuff everywhere. Anywhere where he can be a part of the community, he is. And that's a beautiful thing about Kelly Midget over at Kelly's Automotive right there in Manio. Check out his inventory online at kellysobxauto.com. Oh gosh. Yeah, we're 63 episodes deep. I'll tell you what, this past weekend, nice weekend here on the Outer Banks. Looking like we got some nicer weather coming up. I mean, it's starting to warm up. Spring is here. Lots of fun activities taking place during the month of May that I'll get in a little bit later. But I felt really accomplished over the weekend. I got a lot of yard work done. I was able to umpire a couple of baseball games in Wan Chees. I love doing that, especially for like the littler ones, like the 8U kids, the 6, 7, and 8-year-olds. They're a lot of fun. They're learning the game, and we had some teams from Hatteras come up. We had a team from Columbia, North Carolina come over. They're about 45 minutes west of the Outer Banks. They came over and played. That was really cool. I was really happy to be able to participate in that and assist in that world. And again, I got a lot of it done. Had a great church service at Wan Chees Assembly, which, by the way, and we're not a religious podcast. We don't get into a whole lot of religion, but there are a lot of great churches here on the Outer Banks. If you want to go to church while you're here, we welcome you to do so. There's a lot of great ones from Corrala to Ocracoke, Manio, Wan Chees. I attend Wan Chees Assembly of God right there at the corner of the lane and Mill Landing Road in Wan Chees. We'd love to have you come sit in a pew with us. Again, not going down the religion road, but I'm just saying there's a lot of great churches here on the Outer Banks that would welcome you with open arms to come and sit in there. Sanctuaries. So keep that in mind. Again, just lots of the Kentucky Derby happened. How about that Kentucky Derby? I'm not going to spend a lot of time there because we're not a sports channel, but like the Kentucky Derby, that was like a photo finish. I haven't seen one of those in a long time. If there's been one recently, I don't remember. Of course, I don't pay attention to the horse racing a lot, but that was really cool to watch that photo finish. There's three horses that were right there, like a nose hair away from winning. I can't remember the name of the winning horse, so don't ask because I don't remember. But that was just really cool to watch that. Again, great weekend, great week so far. Mother's Day is coming up. We're going to talk about mamas in just a little bit. But I do want to tell you that I'm excited about this guest. I'm excited about every guest that comes in here, okay? This guest and the sidekick that is going to be coming in just a few moments is something I've been working on for a few months now. I say a few months. It's probably been since the wintertime. I have Tiffany from Beach Realty coming in. She's the sidekick, though, to the main guest. And the main guest's name is Laura. Laura is a local bartender here on the Outer Banks. She's actually been voted best of the beach, best bartender before. She's going to go through some of the do's and don'ts of bar behavior on the Outer Banks, and we'll get a quick rental report from our friend Tiffany at Beach Realty. So they'll be here in just a little bit. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm not nervous about what's going to be said. I just hope that it's PG. There might be some editing involved. Who knows? But it's going to be a lot of fun, and I really look forward to it. Oh, gosh. Thinking about some news. Of course, you know the man to go to, Sam Walker, obxnews.com. He is the latest and greatest. He is the answer when it comes to news on the Outer Banks. Sam Walker, obxnews.com. I did want to mention that there were some new Red Wolf pups born on the Dare County mainland last week. That's something that's pretty neat because the Red Wolves, if you're not familiar, are an endangered species. I have had an inquiry about having someone from Fish and Wildlife come in and talk about that type of stuff. So I may investigate that a little further, but that's something that's really, really cool. You know, keeping that population up and alive. When Carrie and I and Austin were on our way to Atlanta, we left at like, I don't know, gosh, it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and we were coming across through Dare County mainland between 1 and 2 o'clock, and we saw what appeared to be one of those red wolves just scary off. It looked like it had just crossed the road. It was coming off of the road as it hit our headlights. Our headlights hit it, and it went on into the woods. So I was like, I think that was a red wolf. And Carrie's like, oh, I've never seen one. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, 5 more pups have been born. And hopefully that population will replenish, because it's been an endangered species for quite some time. They tried to do some things with them back in the 90s, like relocation, I think it was, in like Iowa or Montana or something. I don't remember now, but it didn't really take. So they brought them back. And now hopefully the population will flourish. The Wawa opens next week. There's going to be like a sandwich building contest between like first responders. That sounds pretty cool, especially like if I get to eat the sandwich afterwards. So if you're all up, I think it's the 16th is the opening date for the Wawa in Kill Devil Hills. If you're into that sort of thing, have at it. Me, I don't even know what day of the week that is right now. Thinking about the 16th. Is that a Saturday? A Friday? I know I've got to go to the Rec Tiki Bar next week. That's going to be a lot of fun, which I'll talk about that later. But anyway, if you're into that sort of thing, I believe it's the 16th. They're going to be having this big grand opening for the Wawa in Kill Devil Hills. I do want to thank Alex from Roanoke Island Fitness Lab for coming in and hanging out with me last week. Lots of good information she gave out about things you can do to stay fit on the Outer Banks, different facilities you can go exercise at, different things that you can do, places to go, activities, things of that nature. And she's a wealth of knowledge. So again, if you reach out to her, Alex at rifitnesslab.com, she can provide you with some great information on things you can do to stay fit here on the Outer Banks. So really appreciate her coming in. That was a good time. Oh gosh. Oh, Captain, my Captain. Captain Marty, still doing this fishing report, still telling his stories. I will tell you that this past, let's see, what's today? Today's Thursday, the release of this podcast, but it was a week ago. I went and sat with Captain Marty, Captain John Bayless of Bayless Boatworks, and Captain Mike Merritt, and they did a tribute to Charlie Griffin from Wicked Tuna OBX. It's on Captain Marty's channel. If you haven't listened to it yet, go to Captain Marty's channel on Spotify, Pandora, wherever you get your streaming services from when it comes to podcasts and things. You can find Captain Marty there, and he's also on our website at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. Great, great podcast. I believe we're going to be doing some more of those. I think we're going to call it. We got a name picked out. I don't want to say it yet, but I really look forward to doing more of those with some of those captains from Oregon Inlet and Hatteras and Pirates Cove and some of those like that, because they have so many stories and so many great things from the days of old of fishing that we need to get those things here and done and recorded. And I look forward to doing that with them and Captain Marty being the host of it all. It'll be a lot of fun. But don't forget, 5 days a week, we're doing fishing reports. He keeps up to speed with all of that. And you can find it all online again at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. Going to take a quick break. When we come back, going to jump into some shout outs. But first, hey, a little word from our friends over at Radcliffe Marine in Bellhaven.
Hey y'all, Captain Marty here to tell you that when my friends are in the market for a new boat engine or repair, I send them to the best, and that's at Radcliffe Marine in Bellhaven. Radcliffe Marine is your official Yamaha outboard dealer. Yamaha motors are designed to get you on the water fast and get you back to the dock whenever you're ready. Radcliffe Marine is also the largest repower center in North Carolina. So when you're in the market for a new motor or need your Yamaha service, go to Radcliffe Marine, 865 Highway 264 in Bellhaven.
Yeah, Radcliffe Marine right there, Highway 264 in Bellhaven. Was it 265? Highway 264 in Bellhaven, North Carolina. Ricky Radcliffe and that whole crowd out there, they're such great people. I think the world of Mr. Ricky. Fantastic. I've been knowing him for a little while now, and I love them out there. They're the largest repower center in the state of North Carolina, too. So check them out online, RadcliffeMarine.com. Jumping into some shout-outs, and again, if you are a listener of the podcast, please let me know. Podcast at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. I'd love to give you a shout-out. I would absolutely love to do it. I have 4 shout-outs this week, okay? I want to start with my wife. Okay. Carrie and I got married on this day, May 9th, 2015. 9 years of marriage today. And we're going to celebrate at the Inn on the Pamlico at Cafe Pamlico this coming Saturday, May 11th. Looking forward to that. We just did the hustle and bustle of the, you know, Monday through Friday. Life is just going crazy. So we both agreed, let's just wait till the weekend. We got my mom and dad are going to watch the boys. And we're going to shoot down to Cafe Pamlico in Buxton and grab a bite. Honey, thank you for marrying me 9 years ago. Yeah, there's times you drive me absolutely nuts, but I know that I do the same thing to you. And sometimes I do it on purpose. You know, husbands, you know, like the right things to say and how to say them to push your wife's buttons. I feel like I do it every day. I'll do something. I'll be like, yeah, well, you could have done that already or something like that. Just real snarky. And she just gives me this death stare. And I just kind of smile. I'm like, I'm going in there now. Honey, I love you so much. And thank you for marrying me. And we've got two beautiful boys, a wonderful family. And I just don't know what I would do without you. You're my other half. You're my better half. And I appreciate you so much. So thank you for marrying me again 9 years ago. I want to shout out, you know, spinning off of that, let's shout out to all the moms out there. My mom in particular, Mama, taught me a lot. There's things that my mother taught me that she didn't even realize she was teaching me when I was younger, you know? And I think we all feel that way when we think about our moms. There's things that we picked up from our parents that it's like, wow, we learned that from our parents. And there's things that, of course, you want to leave behind too. But like, shout out to all the moms for just being awesome out there. And I think about friends of mine who passed away, whose mothers, you know, they don't have that child anymore. And I really, my heart goes out to them as well. That they, just because their children may not necessarily still be alive and walking this earth, they're still loved very much. Okay. So if you've lost a child, don't think that you've been forgotten about, especially here at Outer Banks this week, because we really love and appreciate all the mamas out there. Once a mama, always a mama. Okay. You know, my wife lost her mother when she was young, and that's still something that I know it's near and dear to her. So all the moms out there, we love you. We appreciate you. And don't think that your work and all the hard, all the things that you do for us as kids has gone unnoticed. You know, it may seem like it's difficult and hard times, but you know, we love and appreciate you very much. So that's a shout out to all the moms out there, because Mother's Day is this coming Sunday. I met a gentleman the other day named Sebastian. I believe he works for U.S. Foods. I was at my buddy Barbecue Mike's spot. You remember Barbecue Mike at Carolina Barbecue Company, Highway 64 in Manio? Yeah, that guy. Gentleman came in and was looking for Mike. Said that he recognized my voice from the podcast. I was like, oh my gosh, cool. What's your name? Gave me his business card. I have it in my car. I don't have it in front of me, but I believe his name was Sebastian. I believe he was from U.S. Food. So I want to say a special hello to him. Super nice dude. And I look forward to seeing you again sometime, bruh. Maybe at Carolina Barbecue Company. We'll share some plate of barbecue. Who knows? Well, won't share it. I'll have mine. You have yours. All's good. Okay. It's also Teacher Appreciation Week. Okay. Teachers are a lot like mamas and daddies, you know, for male and female teachers. They pour so much back into our kids and the teachers that poured into us. We love and appreciate each and every one of you. Your work definitely does not go unnoticed. And we're so thankful for all the teachers, those that step up. And I know here in Dare County, and I had a teacher actually email me a while back from Hawaii that was moving here. And I haven't forgotten about you, my friend. It's just trying to figure out the right time to have a teacher come in and talk, and if they would even be willing to talk. But like, teachers, I know there's the housing situation here in Dare County is tough for them. I know that just salary in general is tough for them. And there's things that are going to be happening that hopefully will help figure out some of those issues and whatnot. But very thankful for all the teachers here on the Outer Banks and in Dare County and in other places. Okay. Very thankful for all of you. I know that I had teachers that really poured into me, and I really appreciate them so much for it. From when I was in elementary school, middle school, high school, I remember just about every one of you. I feel like I remember all of you, to be honest. But I'm getting old, so I may not. But hey, you're very well loved. Thank you to all of the teachers during Teacher Appreciation Week. You know, don't think that your work goes unnoticed. I'm going to take another quick break. When we come back, oh my Lord, are we going to have some fun. I've got Laura and Tiffany coming in here. Going to talk the do's and don'ts of bar behavior on the Outer Banks. And a little quick rental report for 2024 with Miss Tiffany from Beach Realty. They'll be here in just a few moments. First, hey, the Crystal Dawn. Huh, Crystal Dawn headboat. do a little fishing, a little sightseeing. Let's do this.
From the moment you leave the dock, the Crystal Dawn out of Pirate's Cove Marina in Manio will take you on a seafaring excursion you'll never forget. Whether it be a sunset cruise, birthday party, wedding, or a celebration of any kind, the 65-foot spacious Crystal Dawn would love to be the vessel that helps create a lifetime of memories. They are Coast Guard certified to carry up to 97 passengers. To book your private trip in paradise, go online to crystaldawnheadboat.com. Your view of heaven can be found on the deck of the Crystal Dawn.
Electricity, something I don't mix well with at all, and that's why I only trust the folks at ELSOBX. ELSOBX offers a variety of services from custom electrical installations to lighting design. ELSOBX has the experience and know-how to complete any job. They're committed to providing the highest quality lighting and electrical installations or service at affordable prices. Visit them online at ELSOBX.com to get a brighter idea of how shockingly awesome they are. See what I did there? ELSOBX, electrical and lighting solutions you can count on. All right, as promised, I'm really excited about this part of the podcast today because I have two individuals, one of them whom you've heard before, and another one that's new to the show. I've got Miss Laura, local bartender extraordinaire, voted best bartender, was it 2021, 2022, somewhere in there, of the beach. And I felt like it was important to have her here. And of course, who could forget the lovely, somewhat talented Miss Tiffany from Beach Realty.
Your wife's wife.
My wife's wife.
That's correct. Yeah,
all right, yes. Microphone. Here we go. There work you go. Wife. There you go.
Work wife.
Better.
My work wife.
Ladies, first of all, thank you for coming. I was we've been working on this since the wintertime.
Who's us?
Oh well, you know,
Justin's been invited.
Yeah, Justin's been planning for us to be here.
Yeah, and you know, that's your talent representative here, Laura. That is, Tiffany has been, you know, we've been in conversation.
She's
I said you just make sure she's there.
100%. I got her here to the right address at the right time.
And I was not here at the right time, and I apologize. I do apologize for my delinquency or whatever you want to call it. So what we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about a couple things. I want to start with the do's and don'ts of coming to a bar on the Outer Banks, how to act, the questions to ask, what is expected of you as a bar patron from Best Bartender on the Beach, and maybe a little bit of a real estate talk with a forecast for 2024 summer season, because we're not in summer yet. We've had some nice weather. The warm temperatures make it kind of feel summery outside, but we're not quite there yet. Schools aren't out. I don't know that we've seen the full flux, the full impact.
Drive.
There we go. Yet. So we're going to go over to that, but I want to start over here with Miss Laura. Miss Laura, tell us a little bit about you. We want to know a little bit about you, who you are, where you grew up, how you got into the bar business, and what made you the person you are today.
That would be a podcast on trauma, so we will stick to bartending.
Okay, let's stick to that. Okay.
But typically Outer Banks, you start in restaurant work. Summer jobs. You work your way up from busing to serving until eventually I hit the bar scene. Cocktailing first.
Okay.
Way back in the day when port-a-call was a hip happening spot.
Ooh.
And then you work your way to bartending, and then you get a taste for that and the addiction settles in.
Okay. Addiction. Now you say it's an addiction. So bartending has turned into an addiction?
It is. It's fantastic. It's a hustle. It's high speed. It's a ton of personalities. You go, go, go nonstop. There's nothing boring about it. You get to meet many, many characters, or you get to be the character.
Really?
She's such a character, too.
I can't disagree with that. Now, just a little how I know Laura. I will often eat lunch with my wife, once every other week, we'll say, at the place where Laura bartends. And I got to meet her through my wife and through Tiffany. And I was like, this chick is awesome. Okay. She's super cool. And just her approach to everything. And just, I think I remember one of the first things I heard you say when we sat down at the bar. I think I can say this on the radio or the podcast. This isn't radio, on the podcast. I think we sat down and you looked at Tiffany and my wife and said, "What do you tramps want?" And I was like, kind of looked, then I was like, "Oh, this, okay, y'all been here before." And y'all just started kind of going back and forth, having a little bit of a conversation. You mix their drinks, set it down for them. And then it was just a fun interaction to me. And I was like, this chick is super cool. So
no filter.
No filter. And that's the beautiful thing. So
according to my Google reviews.
Yes, she has no filter.
Yelp. She has no filter.
TripAdvisor.
No filter. But at the same time, I think that she is one of the most successful and bartender of the year for multiple years because of her personality and dynamic. And so she comes across as she ain't taking no crap, and that's from everybody. And that's why she's very successful at what she does. However, she has a huge local base of clientele that love her to death. She is a therapist as well as a bartender.
True.
And so I do think that from my opinion, from the client perspective, that is one of the reasons that she is nominated for Best Bartender and why we spend so much time there. It is. You are our therapist. You don't even know, do you?
Well, I do consider bartending part of the medical field.
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
It certainly is because I am medicating people.
For the record, Carrie and I are not tramps. However, her introduction to us when we do arrive certainly puts a smile on our face, makes us laugh. And like I said, that's your therapy.
Yeah,
it's your sunshine for the day.
And that's what kind of, anytime I would talk to Carrie and I'd be like up the beach or whatnot, I'd be like, lunch. And then I would go see Laura. Mm-hmm. She'd say, okay, what time, you know, or whatnot. And we kind of figure that out. We always try to go earlier than later, you know. We try to make sure we've got a seat at that bar because that bar, a lot of times, but she's made room for us before.
Oh,
I will make everyone at that bar pivot. If I have open seats, but they're all spread out, I will absolutely vocally request that everyone pivot so that we can fill all seats at the bar.
And then I turn every shade of red, turn my head, my whole body around so nobody knows she's trying to move seats for me because I don't ever want to be that person. But she has no problem.
No, you just ask everyone to pivot.
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 Okay. Pivot. So let's talk about it. How long have you been tending bar?
Well, I'm only 39.
Okay, 39.
I've been tending bar for, oh, Jesus God, Lord, 31-ish
not 39.
Years.
8 years old when you started tending bar. Interesting. Yes. Interesting.
Yes. So. Standing on a milk crate.
Standing on a milk crate. So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you enjoy about tending bar, specifically here on the Outer Banks. What is it that has kept you coming back year after year to continue tending bar?
I love my community and I love the crazy people in it. We are an absolute colorful group of humans in this community. And as much as you think I'm entertaining you, so many of you are entertaining me.
You have to throw in all the cleanup that you have to do from your drunk patrons at lunchtime, 1 o'clock in the afternoon when people are throwing up in your bathroom.
I don't do that, but I most certainly will find the correct staff and labor to handle that.
She is okay. Great when that happens. You should see her. You want to talk about
I am the first. I'm the captain of the ship, so I'm the first person that gets greeted. So if someone's going to exit the facilities, I'm the first person they let know that there is an issue.
Oh, okay.
And I will handle it as quickly as possible.
Roger that. Okay. But so back to what we were talking about. So just one of your favorite things about tending bar is the uniqueness of the clientele that come in. Because like you say, we entertain you as much as you entertain
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. It's absolutely the people. And the thing that I love is when I dish it to you, you can take it and dish it back. You don't get offended. You're not thin-skinned. What is that term? Butt hurt?
Yes.
Yes, that would be the
You don't turn into a Karen. You don't pull out the Burger King, have it your way, customer's always right routine. If you're going to sit at a bar, you need to have a certain personality that is bar-friendly.
Okay, very true. Okay, can't disagree.
It's not the family area. It's not the PG-13 area. It's definitely for entertainment, relaxation, or de-stressing, since
Amen
that's
to that.
What I get a lot.
Okay. All right, so let's play a scenario real quick. I come in, I sit down, I don't know you, okay? We have never met. I sit down and you're, hey, how you doing? You know, here's drink menu, whatever. And I take a look at it and I say, well, what's your favorite drink? Is that, what would you, if I were to ask you to make my favorite drink or make your, what's your favorite, most favorite drink to make?
She's going to make you a soda. She doesn't drink.
Okay.
Well, technically I don't drink any longer for your safety.
See, okay, so what's
but
your
if you
favorite,
ask me what my favorite drink is, what do you love to make? Because I get
yes.
that question a lot.
What do you love to make?
And I say a beer and a shot.
Okay. Now, a beer and a shot seems relatively simple.
It certainly is. And my job is to be quick and efficient for everyone in the room.
Okay.
So I'm just going to throw out beer and a shot.
Beer and a shot.
Nobody wants to hear that. They want to know what all of my fruity tooty rum drinks are.
But I'm not looking for a beer and a shot. I'm looking for a fruity tooty.
Yeah. You do want the fruity tooty.
That's what I'm looking for.
Justin wants the fruity tooty.
He does. He's a little fruity. I mean, you know.
You're cute. You know that, Tiffany? You're cute. But this is.
I'm going to have to talk to Carrie about this.
I'm not looking for the beer in the shot. And they're like, fruity tooty. Are you going to just continue on with,
No, my favorite go to will always be the margarita.
Okay. Margarita.
It's not fruity, but it's damn delicious when I make one.
It is delicious, but
okay. All right. That's good to know. That's a good little piece of information.
I love a good solid margarita.
Okay. So you feel like you make a pretty daggum good one.
I make a superior margarita. A
superior.
I'll throw that out there for everyone to roll their eyes when they listen to this.
Okay. Tell me about some more of your favorite things that you appreciate about being behind the bar, especially here on the Outer Banks. When people come in from out of town and they're talking to you, what are some of the things that you like to talk to them about?
I like to know where people are coming in from.
Okay.
Very much like to size people up, so I'll throw a few sarcastic comments and a few jabs out and see if they can take it and how it lands. You have to gauge your clientele so you know how far you can take it. Some people, you know that you absolutely have to do yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and keep it very vanilla.
Okay.
And those are the people that you just feed food and beverage and give them their check and let them go about their day.
They're there for a purpose. They're not there to
correct.
They have a mission about, I'm going to grab me a drink, I'm going to have something to eat, and I'm getting out the door.
That's the wonderful thing about bartending is bartenders tend to develop this fantastic sense of reading the room and sizing people up with a nano quickness.
Okay.
And once you do that, you know exactly what personality and what level of service you can bring to that person. And when I say level of service, I don't mean they get lesser service.
Right.
I just mean to what degree can you have fun with them?
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. So let me ask you this. Now, we've talked about a few of the things that you appreciate and you love about your job here on the Outer Banks behind the bar. What is something that just gets your
gears blood grinding?
Yes.
Oh, this is where you have to start bleeping every word that I say.
Maybe. Well, I would like to not have to. So
this is where we think before we speak.
Oh no.
You know, one of those.
Not
things.
Good at that.
Yep. Uh-huh.
I shoot from the head.
We'll take a shot.
Ranch.
Here.
Ranch dressing.
What is it about ranch?
It's.
I swear to God, I have a shirt. I have a shirt, but I'm not going to say it on the podcast.
She gets upset when people don't ask for their dressing.
When you place your order.
Okay.
Place all of it. Place your beverage. Place your food. Place the condiments that you would like with your food. It's not like your first time on Earth or your first time in a restaurant. So you know you like to dip your fries
and
ranch
isn't provided
or
on
honey
table.
Mustard or what have you. Order it all at one time.
Okay.
Because typically, especially in season, as we were discussing earlier, when you run your person to death, that's everyone else that's not getting service because you're making me stop to go get you some ranch. Can I get another side of ranch? I don't know what it is about ranch in the United States of America.
Ranch is great.
Let me tell you, that's
disgusting.
That is a country thing because up north, where I'm originally from.
It's a southern thing?
We do not do ranch with
any pizza. I don't eat ranch, so I don't understand the concept.
French fries or anything like that, ranch is not the go-to. It's
no,
not
but it's what, fantastic it's if you not. Come in, when you order everything. Yes,
okay.
I'd like a straw. Yes, I'd like some sweetener with my tea. Yes, I'd like some ranch. Typically, we'll put everything out in front of you, but every once in a blue moon, you want something that's not automatically available on the table, so just request it when you place your order. The less running that we're doing to fetch individual things, the better we can give everyone in their entirety good service and attention.
Okay, good to know. So make
don't
sure
be needy.
Don't be needy.
Don't
okay?
be needy for the love of God. And so if you're going to be needy, tip fat.
That kind of goes along with my next question. So like, what if somebody's like, hey, miss, doing this number to you all night long?
I'm okay with it because I'm a completely different breed.
Okay.
Because I'm going to go back and go, hey, what?
Okay.
Right back at you. So
all
that
right.
If you feel that's somewhat offensive to you or you're taken aback by it, how do you think I feel when you speak to me that way?
Okay.
I'm going to match your energy.
Matching the energy there.
I love that.
I am.
I love that. Matching energy. I think that's the best way to put it.
Not in a hateful way, by the way.
Because if somebody comes into the bar and they sit down and they are friendly and having a great time and laughing with her, then it's a completely different energy that they're going to get from her versus somebody that comes in there and is, what'd you say, Karen?
Acting I think that's like what the Karen? Kids say.
Yeah, acting like a Karen.
See, I don't even like that term, Karen.
There's no either. Nice I know a lot of what's really the guy cool Karens? Name for Karen.
I call him a Carl.
A Carl.
I don't know. That's just one. Like somebody asked me this question like a week ago at the gym, and they were like, "What would you call a male Karen?" I was like, "I don't know, Carl."
Carl. Just, okay. Well, we can roll with that. But I would say there are some Carls then, certainly that you have to deal with also as well as Karens, and I think that you have the ability to adapt. Very you have well.
To. That's another thing that's really addictive about bartending is it's very fast-paced. There's no time to be bored. You're taking care of a lot of different people. Each person has four or five things going on in front of them or because of them, and you're memorizing all of it at one time, and you just keep moving. And I love that. I love the fast pace of it.
You said something a little earlier before we really cut the mics on. You said you're addicted to the hustle.
It is a hustle. It's fantastic.
Okay, so can you describe that a little bit for me? Like what
PG-13 describe it?
Could you try in a PG-13 way to describe it?
So tipping is not mandatory, but that's predominantly how we are paid because no one pays servers in the service industry an hourly wage that they can exist on.
Right.
So tipping is pretty much where the bread and butter is.
Okay.
So somebody comes in and they can very much just be a $5 tipper, or you can work them and hustle and entertain and take it a few steps and see what you can get. You never know. It's, God, I love it. You don't know if you're going to get 5 or 25 and make a brand new regular that comes in to see you all the time.
Okay. All right. Here's another one. Guy comes in or a group of guys come in, sit down at your bar. You're chit-chatting it up with them, you know, getting their drinks, everything like that. They're having a great time. You end up with a piece of paper slid to you with a phone number on it. How do you go about that? Like, do you
that stays there till the end when everyone vacates, and then you clean and bust that spot, and then it goes in the trash with the napkins.
Okay,
and so, everything else.
So that phone number.
You don't do it in front of them, and you're never rude.
You don't embarrass,
and you don't embarrass or you know do that kind of thing to people, but you just let it sit there. And if they forcibly, like sometimes I've had business cards sort of forcibly given to me. I take them and I move them over to where all, you know, my workspace is over to the side. You know, like, yes, I've accepted your card. It's sitting over here now. And, you know.
So is it safe to say that you feel like that is kind of a general thing that most bartenders do, especially female bartenders? Because, I mean, let's face it. You all tend to, I feel, get hit on the most.
The female bartenders?
The female bartenders.
Well, I can't speak for the males.
That's what I mean.
Sweet ass male bartenders in this county, though. I'm going to tell you that right now.
We do.
I know one. His name's Dirt. He's pretty cool. But anyway, we digress.
Who is not here tonight, by the way.
Yeah, he's actually working.
Oh, okay. I'll let him off the hook for that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it does happen. You have to understand you're feeding people alcohol.
Right.
And so they get a little, what's the term, loosey-goosey. And they start feeling a little more comfortable, a little more happy. So, yeah, you'll get hit on and you'll get innuendos.
Innuendos.
Why do you choose the bartend daytime versus nighttime?
There you go. That's a good question. Okay, so great question.
So this is how this works. And I don't care who wants to come for me when I say this.
Okay.
Everyone pretty much starts out bartending at night. That's the money. That's big money, by the way. But the hours are brutal. And it's a vampire lifestyle. It really is.
Different clientele as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. Typically younger and much heavier drinking, much more alcohol, and then all the drama and things that come with alcohol. Mm-hmm. Particularly the after 10 p.m., you know, that 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. But there is a certain point where you age and you have families and you have responsibilities. And being a lunch bartender is the closest thing to a 9-to-5 without a legitimate 9-to-5.
Excellent.
And it allows you to live a normal life and make your money and be home by a reasonable hour for dinner time and homework. And
because of your, I guess, is seniority the right word, in the business that you work for, they've allowed you to, hey, pick your shifts.
I was hired on this schedule
originally,
I believe 17, maybe 18 seasons ago, not 100% on that. So I came in the door with this schedule. I said, this is what I have available. I'm a mom, my kid's in school.
Right.
And I've just stayed in that same spot.
Okay. All right.
But typically you would do that as you age through and you get seniority in your restaurant, particularly if you're a mom. And we have a dad that works for us, and he's adjusting his schedule to accommodate his son. It's just what you do.
Gotcha. And it's nice that you have employers that are willing to work with that.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
And then it's always kids first. That's sort of a non-negotiable.
Amen. 100%. Want to maybe share a great story, one of your favorites maybe from working behind the bar?
I'm ready for this.
Yes.
I have no PG-13 stories.
You could clean it up slightly.
I'm trying, but like then I have to play the whole story in my head and edit out all the good parts that everyone would actually enjoy.
Okay,
we can hear everything but the cussing.
Yeah, everything but the cussing.
Oh, no, my stories involve so much more than cussing.
Okay. You could say gosh darn and gee whiz.
Oh, I don't care about any of that. Okay. I mean, there's S-E-X. And oh, then oh. There's, you know, D-R-U-G-S and all the bad words. I mean, we've seen a lot in 30 years, day or night.
Okay.
I will comment on that also.
I do have a really fun, one of the things that I enjoy, and I'm going through it currently right now, no names mentioned. I have a gentleman who comes in, and he's obviously online dating because he comes in about 2 to 3 times a month and brings a different female each time and speaks to me like he's never met me before.
Really?
He sits at my bar at least once a week. And so I have to play this game like, hello, sir, what can I get you? Even though I know exactly what he's going to order, and I know exactly by the look on his face and the way that he chooses to order a second round, whether she's winning at the game of online dating.
You probably see all of the, you know, cheating
spouses. I see fantastic stuff. I see hysterically funny stuff. I see things that upset me, but I keep my mouth shut because another rule of bartending is Vegas rules apply. What happens at the bar stays at the bar.
There you go. I mean, that's
or at least in my generation. Let me clean that up. Okay. I'm Gen X, and what happens at the bar stays at the bar. You don't call anyone. You don't text anyone. You don't rat anyone.
Got it.
What happens outside the bar? Free for all.
Free for all. Okay.
But I'm providing a service. Yes. Sort of like when you sit down with your attorney or your doctor, you do have bartender client confidentiality.
Bartender client confidentiality.
You there's have just, to. You have to have a certain level of integrity with that. The things that people share with you and the things that people just sort of randomly out of nowhere open up and start saying to you, like you have to have a level of integrity with people's business.
That's respectable. This is all factors into why she was voted best bartender.
No, I was voted best bartender because I harassed everyone to vote for me.
Oh, that is not true. I don't buy that at all. She is such a liar.
Yeah, I don't buy that
at all. I didn't call you on the phone and ask you to vote for me?
I don't
believe you don't even have his phone number.
I don't have your phone number, but I also don't call people, so I just busted myself. There's a million people listening to this going, she doesn't talk on the phone?
Yeah, so.
If you call me, I'm going to hang up your call and text you back and ask you, what the hell do you want?
Yeah, you're not a caller.
Don't call
you're
me,
a texter.
Text me.
Yeah, if I'm the same way. Now, if I text you and say, like, hey, because I've done it to you, I think, before, Tiffany. I'm like, hey, can you get, like, I will text you and be like, hey, give me a call when you get a minute because what I'm about to ask you is going to be a daggum novel, likely.
You have done that.
Yeah. But also when you spend all day talking to people, pandering to people and taking care of people, you just don't want to talk anymore.
Right. I mean, 90% of the time, I'm not going to call you first. I'm going to text you and say, hey, when you get a minute, give me a shout.
Yeah. Like, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there listening that are going to be like, they can relate to when you drive home at the end of your day and you drive in silence, you don't even turn the radio on. That's when you're like, okay, I've got to decompress from that.
Well, in your environment, I can appreciate the decompression. Why would somebody want to sit at your bar and hang out with you?
Oh, I'm fantastic.
Okay, fantastic.
I am. And I, you know, not in an egocentric way. I just mean I can read people in situations and I can adapt to probably what you need in that 1 hour moment that you're there with me.
Okay.
And provide it.
She's one of those bartenders that learns her clientele.
PG-13, as you requested.
Okay.
When you walk in as a client, she knows what you're drinking. She makes your drinks. She knows
if
what
I
you
see
eat.
Your car pull in past my windows, mm-hmm. I will get your beverage ready before you sit down.
And that I can attest to that.
And I don't shout Norm when you walk in the door, but I'm thinking it.
There's been times when I show up before Tiffany or Carrie show up, and she's and Laura's asking me how many are coming with you, and I'll say 2 or 3, whatever. And she's like, the Norms, or she'll you know, I'll be like, you know, Tiffany, the usuals, and she'll go ahead and start mixing their drinks, and I'm like, well, wait a minute, because a lot of times Carrie will show up, and then Tiffany's like, could be possibly 10 to 15 minutes behind her because she got hung up at the office for one reason or another, and we wait, and then you make hers, that kind of thing, but a lot of times you'll go ahead and make them and set them down, and they're there.
Well, one of the things that I've adapted to being a lunchtime bartender is that my people are on lunch break. They have, you know, you might get an hour for lunch, but you have to factor in round trip drive time. So one of the things that I try to do is know what you eat, know what you drink, and when you come in the door, facilitate that as quickly as possible because I know you've got to eat and get back out.
That's true. Very true.
I wait on a lot of the trades, and I know that they've got to come in, eat, get back to the job site. I wait on a lot of bankers, real estate professionals. They've got a window, and they've got to get in and get out. Once I learn and I say to you the usual, or I know things like, I shouldn't know how people eat, but I know who doesn't want onions and who doesn't want tomatoes.
She does.
And who needs
she
extra does, ranch yeah. and who likes all that mayonnaise. You just typically try to learn your regulars, learn your locals, and take care of everybody so they can get in and out efficiently. You make their life easier, and they make your life easier.
That's true. She's very good at what she does, and I will attest to that. So if you're thinking about coming here on vacation, it's kind of a where's Waldo? Where is Laura?
Where can you find Laura?
Where can you find her? Can I? If you ask me directly, podcast at outerbanksthisweek.com, I will tell you where you can find her. Okay? Podcast at outerbanksthisweek.com. Shoot me a message. Hey, where can I find this wonderful, lovely person? And I will let you know where you can find her and when. I feel like I know, like, there's been times where I've wanted to go see you at work. I'm like, let's go see Laura. And Kira's like, she's off today. I'm like, what?
Every Friday, she's
off. I'm the lunch lady. That's what they call me.
Fridays, she's off.
All right, Laura, thank you for this little bit. If you think of anything else that we need to know, feel free to blurt it out. But I'm going to shift gears over here to Miss Tiffany real quick. You've got maybe like a minute.
Oh, okay. A minute? You want me to give the rental forecast in a minute?
Talk to us a little bit. All right, Beach Realty and Construction, couple different offices. How's everything looking so far in the month of 2024? And what can we maybe expect rental-wise this year?
Yep. So there's certainly been a shift in demand if we're in comparison to COVID years. The off-season is a lot slower. And we're back to our typical Memorial Day to Labor Day grind. There are a lot of last minute reservations coming in, shorter stays coming in for people that have been traveling here for, you know, a long period of time. Shorter stays and flex stays are newer to our market. We are traditionally a 7-night Saturday to Saturday, Sunday to Sunday style market, but that has really shifted in the last 2 years. So we're seeing a ton of last minute and shorter stay activity, which is great. Thankfully, this year I can report I'm only through the first week of Beach Week, but I have only had one eviction. So we're doing better than we were last year. Last year we had 14 in 1 week. We've only had one so far.
Okay. Was my wife involved in that one?
The eviction? No. She was involved in the house fire that I had, though.
Okay. All right. I was trying to remember. There was something she was involved in. Yeah. Okay.
It was anyway, a house fire.
I apologize.
And yes. We can certainly shift to that too. Please don't smoke on the premises. Do not put your cigarettes out in bowls or styrofoam cups and leave them smoldering. Smoking on the decks, grilling on the decks. I know it may seem like the impossible for things to catch fire, for the decks to catch fire, but
with our fabulous never-ending Outer Banks
trust
breezes.
And believe that we have had quite a few fires in the last couple of years, and they have mainly originated, for the most part, from fires originating on the deck, grills, cigarette smoking, cigar smoking. So please, if you're coming on vacation, treat it as if it was your own home when it comes to those things, because you don't want to burn down an entire vacation rental house. We did have that unfortunately happen, and it is, you know.
But isn't that why they're smoking and grilling on the decks? Because they're treating it like their own home.
You're right. You're probably right. That is probably what they do at home. However, I would venture to say that at home, they are a little bit more careful about making sure the grill is put out or the propane is turned off. Or when they're smoking, they have a smoker's post. And not a styrofoam cup.
A red solo cup by the pool.
Red solo cup or something like that. I mean, if it's by the pool, it's one thing. On the decks, those decks can catch. Mulch catches when you flick cigarettes, all that kind of stuff. So house fires are really a tragedy. They're traumatic for everybody. So please avoid that. But as far as getting back to evictions, we've only had one. We're knocking on wood. We had about 50 kids. in one house that a parent was supposed to be chaperoning. And when I called her, she told me she was in Charlotte picking up her own child. So there was 50 kids there that were not hers. And so we had to go and evict them, and they were not happy about it. But
were they pleasant to you when you showed up?
No,
when you arrived?
They called didn't. Us a lot of mean names.
Really?
Yes, your wife was certainly subjected to. So she did get involved because she came to do a walkthrough with me after they had vacated, but they were all still standing in the front yard.
And they said nasty things to my wife?
They sure did.
Oh, wow. You know, I feel as if I'm glad I did not. Oh, gosh.
You know, but it's one, you know, we will, even in those scenarios, we are trying to handle the situation ourselves. That doesn't mean I didn't have a police officer circling that block the entire time that we were doing that eviction, because we do, but we don't call them in unless we absolutely need them. And so your, you know, hateful words didn't hurt us, but we're not, we don't wake up in the morning and say, whose day can we ruin today? Who can we evict today to ruin somebody? It's not like that.
No.
So if you are coming here with an underage group, do the same thing we did when we were kids. Be quiet.
Respectful.
Respectful. Don't be in large groups of 50 people outside blasting music and, you know, being disrespectful to neighbors and puking all over the side yard. You're going to be called out, unfortunately. But so I think we've came a long way in the last couple of years, though, with the underage groups. And we're just going to hope we keep on this path.
Well, and the thing is, it beats realty. They don't play.
I'm not.
You are a property manager. You manage somebody else's property for them, and you take your job very seriously. You definitely make sure that all areas of the properties that you manage are well kept, taken care of for those that own it and are trusting you with it. So if you think you're going to screw around with Beach Realty, you need to think twice.
You can go somewhere else, please.
There you go. So,
And we all talked together. I mean, I had calls from property management companies, pool vendors. Just keep in mind that we are all communicating with each other around here.
We're neighbors.
Yeah.
We're a community.
We don't want to have to, like I said, evict or kick anybody out, but everybody's talking. And so it's very hard for you to get away with, well, one parent to 50 kids, because you're not a family group and nobody's going to be convinced of that. A family group is your immediate family, not your daughter's friend's cousin that has come along, or your third cousin replaced or whatever it is. It doesn't count. And so that's just kind of been where we are at this year, but we're trending similar to 2019.
What does that mean? Numbers wise, like
trending,
we were bone crushing what, 2021?
Yeah.
I thought I was going to die.
So
seriously, there's like a line around the building and you're three deep and you're just trying to hold your nose above water. So
from an occupancy,
we're getting back to what we would, as locals, we would refer to as a normal summer.
Correct. From an occupancy standpoint. Yeah. Our market as a whole is at about 48% for this year. Similar to 2019. That could, you know, that's going to change, I'm sure, as soon as. So the bridges were closed in 2020 also up until May 17th. And so we're showing, you know, current occupancy stats are really above 2020, but that is going to change when 5/17 rolls around and all those stats change. So right now, trending similar to 2019, there is still availability, which we have not been able to say that at this point in the last couple of years. And so if you guys are looking, the deals are coming. They're really out there. The prices are dropping. I mean, it's no secret. And so book your
rental
last minute
prices
vacation.
Are dropping
100%,
but the cost of a house is quadrupling.
Yeah. See, that's crazy. Isn't it crazy to think about?
You can
that
stay
stuff?
In it temporarily cheap, but I'm going to sell it to you three times more than I bought it or built it for.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, I mean, and the sales market is coming down too. I mean, we're seeing houses on the market a lot longer than they were previously.
Okay.
So days on the market is higher. Sales price is going down because there is more supply than there was previously. And so we should be seeing somewhat of a change in the sales market, I think, coming here really soon. Mortgage rates are still super high, and that is, I think, a hindrance to buying property right now, unless you're coming into it with cash. So sales market's making changes. We're getting back to a sustainable 2019 kind of outlook, and we'll see where it goes.
All right. Well, at least, I mean, you're able to advertise, I guess, right now that there is availability. Now, you can go online, beachrealtync.com, for more details. Look at the houses, look at the availability, and they can book right through the website. Yes,
that's correct. Yep. And you can make sure you put in the dates that you're looking for, because like I said, flex stays are now a thing now. Partial stays are now a thing. So put in the dates you're looking for, and there will be properties showing up available. You can find our houses at beachrealtync.com. We also have some homes advertised on some third-party travel sites such as VRBO and Airbnb. However, you will pay a higher rate if you book on those third-party sites, so book direct.
Book direct, she says. So book direct. Now, yep. Laura, do you have any extra bedrooms that you'd be willing to lease out to anybody that would be wanting to come down here and stay? Would that be something you'd be okay with?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not, she says.
Every square inch of my property is for more dogs.
More dogs. How many dogs do you have?
Just currently two.
Just two.
Just two.
I have one, and she's, yeah, anyway.
You're about to have a second.
Yeah. Who is?
You are.
According to who?
Well, yes.
I think we had this conversation sitting at your bar,
we
actually.
We certainly did have this conversation at Laura's bar.
Uh-huh. That's
yep.
right.
That's correct. Yep, I had just gotten my puppy, and I was trying to convince Justin to get another one. And he flat out told me that, no, I'm crazy. It's not going to happen.
I completely support the decision.
I felt like there was a lot of evidence to support my reason that I didn't believe you were aware of. So,
yep, this is true. But I got both of my dogs off of a bet. That's how, between me and my husband, I had to bet him, and I won both bets, and that's how I have both my dogs. So maybe Carrie just needs to take that approach.
I'll let you. We'll have this conversation another day. Ladies, did we leave anything out? I believe we left no mental stone unturned. I want to thank you all for coming in again. Honestly, I've been looking forward to this for so long.
It was a pleasure.
And there's plenty more. If you want to hear the NC-17 story version.
Oh, there's so much more.
You could go and sit at her bar and hang out with her. And I would encourage anybody that comes down here on vacation or has never been to this place where she works to do so. And again, if you want to know where that is, you need to let me know, and I will tell you where that is. Podcast at OuterBanksThisWeek.com.
That and is a Where's Waldo, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where's Laura? Where's the lunch lady?
Then you can go sit at her bar, and you can tell her, hey, I heard you on the podcast, and I want to know more. And I mean, you can let me know, and we can make arrangements, and we'll go together to sit with Laura.
Oh, that would be fun.
That would be fun. That'd be a lot of fun. So, anyway, podcast at OuterBanksThisWeek.com, and I'll tell you where. Ladies, thank you again for coming in. I apologize for being a little late to the mic.
You should.
And maybe at the end of the summer, you know, maybe after Labor Day, somewhere, first part of October, I don't know, we'll do a little summer recap. What do you think?
I like it.
You like it?
Mm-hmm.
Cool deal.
Sounds groovy.
All right. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank you.
When it comes to general maintenance or major modifications on your diesel vehicle, look no further than Juan G's Off-Road Diesel Performance in Kill Devil Hills. Master mechanic Ryan Walker developed the plan for having his own auto shop over 20 years ago, and today he owns the premium diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks. To have him and his crew take a look under your hood, give him a call today at 252-715-0025 or find him on social media. Juan G's Off-Road Diesel Performance, the diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks. Oh yes, Juan G's Off-Road, the diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks.
Does that sound familiar? Ryan Walker's one of my best friends in the world, man. I love that guy a lot. And I tell you, to say that it was a dream of his to have his own diesel mechanic shop when he was in high school, 100% true. Juan G's Off-Road was created way back when. He and I were best friends growing up, as I think I just said. Neighbors. I mean, I saw his mom today at the post office. Yeah. Fantastic guy online, all your social media. Just search Juan G's Off-Road Diesel Performance. All right, let's see here. Vince, there's some things going on around the Outer Banks. And again, everything I'm about to mention can be found online at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. Continue to support those local high school athletics. I know a lot of them are getting ready to wrap up as we get closer to the end of the school year. Baseball, softball, tennis, golf, high school, middle school, even the rec leagues. Go out there and show them some love and support. You got your host of trivia nights going on at Lost Colony Waterfront Beer Garden, Shipwrecks, Buffalo City Distillery, Sand Trap Tavern, Stripers, Outer Banks Distilling, and New Vines. These are all weekly ones, and those are just to name a few. Lots of others, and live music and things of that nature taking place up and down the beach at our event site or events section of OuterBanksThisWeek.com. Oh, the aquarium, they've always got a ton of things going on. Sunday brunch over at Cafe Pamlico happening from 8 until noon. And then they do, that's on Sundays. Did I say Sunday brunch? I feel like I'm repeating myself. And yoga on the patio every Tuesday and Thursday starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. Love me some Cafe Pamlico. The people down there are fantastic. Oh, gosh. Cooper Greer's going to be jamming out at the Pioneer Theater tonight, May 9th, starting at 7 o'clock. You definitely might want to go check that out. Let's see here. The Other Brothers. All right. They're going to be jamming out as well at Fish Heads in South Nagshead on Friday, May 10th, starting at 6 o'clock. The Other Brothers are great. Bill Ray, Doug Dino, love them. They got a third one there. I can't think of his name right now. I apologize. But the Other Brothers are great right there on the deck at Fish Heads, playing those cool tunes, those cool vibes. Definitely a great spot to be listening to some music at Fish Heads right there in South Nagshead. That's this Friday, May 10th, starting at 6 o'clock. Dare Arts is going to be having their annual Artrageous Kids Art Festival on Saturday, May 11th from 10 until 3 at Dowdy Park. It's a family-friendly event, and it is free. Sunday, May 12th is Mother's Day. A lot of places doing special things. Check out our website to find out where you can go get like a Sunday brunch. I believe Owens is doing something, Lone Cedar. Lots of places you can go to take mama for lunch that day, even dinner as well. It's Soft Shell Crab Week, Soft Shell Crab Week going on May 13th through the 18th, and there's an array of places that are celebrating. I mean, the list is all online at OuterBanksThisWeek.com, so I would suggest going over there and checking that out. The 29th annual Hatteras Village Offshore Open is happening Tuesday, May 14th through Saturday, May 18th. There's going to be lots of festivities surrounding that. Captain Marty's going to be on site. He's going to be signing autographs. I'm going to head down there for a few days and hang out and see what's going on. So keep that in mind. That'll be a lot of fun. Oh, gosh, what else? Kitty Hawk Kites' 52nd annual hang gliding spectacular at Jockey's Ridge in Nagshead. It's going to be happening Thursday, May 16th through Sunday, May 19th. All the details, again, on our website. Looking forward to that. Our chief content manager here at Outer Banks this week, his name is Paul. Paul will be participating. I'll go there and cheer Paul on. Be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So something else that's happening, I believe it's May 17th. Yes, May 17th. Friday, May 17th, there's a big band that's going to be down at the Rec Tiki Bar in Hatteras Village. Wes and I, our videographer, the one that introed the podcast this week, yeah, Wes, he and I are going to be down there on location doing some filming and some audio work and things of that nature for the Rec Tiki Bar because they're having a big band and they want us to do, we're doing this reel for them, and he's going to be flying the drone out there. If you want to be in the video, come on down and hang out with us on the 17th, Friday the 17th at the Rec Tiki Bar in Hatteras Landing in Hatteras Village. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to wrap this thing up with Ty Fleming and the fellas. They're going to be playing at the Wanchese Tiki Bar Friday, May 24th, starting at 8 o'clock, and that'll kick off the Memorial Day weekend. All right, we're going to wrap this thing up for real, coming up in just a few moments. But hey, somebody else that can take you fishing down in Hatteras is Captain Majestic Jesse Anderson of Carolina Girl Sport Fishing.
Are you ready for a fishing thrill like no other?
Oh, there he is!
As seen on WikiTune at Outer Banks, the Carolina Girl, captained by Majestic Jesse Anderson, is a custom, luxurious, 53-foot Jarrett Bay-built boat running out of Hatteras Harbor Marina. Let Jesse and her crew give you a fishing experience of a lifetime. Book a trip, go online to CarolinaGirlSportFishing.com. Carolina Girl Sport Fishing, your offshore adventure awaits.
All right, yes, a WikiTune of fame, Captain Majestic Jesse Anderson. I don't know why I cannot talk today. She can get you fishing at CarolinaGirlSportFishing.com. All right, did I forget anything? I don't think I did. I do want to shout out to the Dare Education Foundation. They were set up last Friday at the First Friday event in downtown Manio. That was a lot of fun. The bands were down there. So many fun things taking place. They did line dancing right next to the Pioneer Theater. Just seeing all the people downtown walking around was a lot of fun, and being a part of it is always a good time. So if you get a chance to go to a First Friday, if you're here for a First Friday, which is the first Friday of the month, downtown Manio, get down there, There's a lot of fun taking place, and it's all right in the downtown area. It's a social district, too, so you can walk into New Vines, for example, grab yourself a glass of wine, and walk back out the door with it. You don't have to sit there and drink it. You can walk around downtown with it and just enjoy yourself, so keep that in mind. Oh, gosh. I'm going to thank Laura and Tiffany for coming in here. Laura and Tiffany, wonderful people. It's something I've been working on for a little while now to get them in here, and they finally came. Laura especially. Tiffany's been here before. Y'all know this. But Laura coming in here was definitely a lot of fun. She's something. Next week, hey, I'm going to be on site from the Manio Farmers Market, and they're going to be debuting something new. So that's something to look forward to. I'm going to be on site recording the podcast from the Manio Town Farmers Market right there at Creef Park, okay? And they're debuting something new with the town of Manio, so keep that in mind, and it's going to be really fun and exciting to talk about when the time comes. I can't talk about it yet. Promised I wouldn't, but it's going to be fun, and you're going to love it. All right, that's going to do it for me. Outer Banks This Week podcast all brought to you. This is episode, 63? All brought to you by Kelly's Automotive in Manio. If it has doors, it can be yours at Kelly's Automotive. Whether it be a shed, whether it be a car, truck, SUV, my man Kelly can get you all hooked up. And if he doesn't have it, willing to bet he can go out and find it for you. Check him out online at kellysobxauto.com. I want to shout out to Fresh Catch in Wanchese. I have one of their hats on right now, Micah Daniels and Casey and the whole crowd down there. Super sweet people, and I love them very much. Fresh Catch Seafood down in Wanchese. Great folks. She gave me one of her hats, and I'm rocking it right now. I might have to take myself a selfie with it on so that you all can see it. All right, that's it. Outer Banks This Week podcast, episode number 63, wrapping things up. And in the words of the late, great Freestyle Bob, let off.
This has been another radical edition of the Outer Banks This Week podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe, follow us on social media, and listen every Thursday for a new episode.